Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dad, I Want to Hear Your Story, A Father's Guided Journal to Share His Life and His Love by Jeffrey Mason is a guided memory journal rather than a conventional narrative book. It belongs to the family legacy and keepsake genre, with the specific purpose of helping fathers record personal history in their own words. The structure is built around prompts that move through childhood, teenage years, adulthood, work, relationships, values, and family experiences, making the process approachable even for dads who would not normally sit down to write a memoir. Its appeal lies in turning private memories into a lasting record for children and grandchildren. The book is also part of the Hear Your Storyline, which was created around the idea that family stories should be preserved before they are lost to time or illness. As a result, the journal functions both as a personal reflection tool and as a practical intergenerational archive. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a guided journal format that lowers the barrier to family storytelling. The central design choice in this book is its prompt-based structure. Rather than asking a father to compose a memoir from scratch, it supplies focused questions that make reflection manageable and concrete. That matters because many people have meaningful stories to tell, but do not know where to begin or how to organize memory into a coherent record. The journal solves that problem by narrowing attention to one topic at a time, which reduces intimidation and encourages completion. This format also makes the book usable across different writing habits and ages. A father who enjoys writing can expand answers into long reflections, while someone less comfortable with writing can still respond briefly and preserve valuable details. In that sense, the book is not merely a notebook with empty pages, it is a structured conversation tool. But its effectiveness comes from the way it turns a difficult, open-ended task into a sequence of manageable invitations to remember, explain, and leave something durable behind. Secondly, life stage prompts create a chronological portrait of a father's identity. The journal is organized around major phases of life, which gives it more shape than a random collection of reminiscences. By moving from childhood into adolescence, adulthood, work, marriage, and family life, it helps the writer build a chronological portrait rather than isolated anecdotes. That structure is important because identity is usually understood through change over time, where someone came from, what challenged him, what he learned, and how responsibility evolved. The book's sequencing supports that development by prompting the father to connect early experiences with later choices. This gives children a fuller view of how their dad became the person they know now. It also makes the resulting journal more useful as a family artifact, because it can be read almost like a life map. The value is not only in recording events, but in revealing how one stage shaped the next. In a category full of sentimental gifts, this book stands out by offering a practical narrative framework for memory. Thirdly, the book emphasizes legacy, not simply reminiscence. What distinguishes this journal from casual memory books is its explicit focus on legacy. The purpose is not just to help a father think about the past, but to preserve his experiences for future family members in a form that can be kept, reread, and passed down. That changes the meaning of the writing process. A prompt about childhood is not only a prompt about nostalgia, it becomes a way of documenting family origins, values, and lessons that might otherwise disappear. This makes the book especially relevant in families that want to preserve stories across generations or recover details that are rarely discussed in ordinary conversation. The legacy dimension also gives the journal emotional weight without requiring literary polish. The book does not depend on polished prose or dramatic revelations. Its value lies in authenticity and continuity, a father's own words becoming a record for children, grandchildren, and other relatives. In the broader guided journal market, this is a clear differentiator because it treats memory as a family inheritance rather than a private exercise. Fourthly, its appeal comes from being both a gift and a conversation starter. The book works on two levels at once. As a gift, it has obvious symbolic value because it communicates interest in a father's experience and respect for his personal history. As a conversation starter, it can deepen relationships by giving families a concrete reason to ask questions that are often left unasked. This dual function is one reason the book is widely used for occasions such as Father's Day, birthdays, and holidays. The gift aspect matters, but the deeper value is relational. It creates an organized setting for stories that may never surface in ordinary family talk. That is especially useful in families where communication is limited by distance, habit, or simply the absence of good questions. The journal gives structure to curiosity. It allows a child to invite disclosure without improvising the entire conversation. Compared with generic memory gifts, this book is more interactive and personal because its final product is not a decorative object, but a record shaped by actual exchange between generations. Lastly, why the Hear Your Story series is distinct within the guided memoir category. This book belongs to the broader Hear Your Story series. and that context helps explain its market position. Many guided journals exist, but this series is designed around a consistent mission helping family members preserve stories in a simple, respectful, and organized way. The father volume is tailored to a specific relationship, which makes its questions more emotionally direct than a general autobiography prompt book. At the same time, the series identity gives the book a recognizable purpose and format that readers can extend to other family members if they want a fuller family archive. The expanded editions also suggest an ongoing effort to improve usability through more prompts and more space for writing, reinforcing the book's practical rather than decorative character. All in the crowded gift book space, that combination of targeted relationship focus, structured prompts, and archival intent makes it more distinctive than a generic journal. It is not trying to teach writing technique or memoir craft. It is trying to make personal history preservable in an accessible, family-centered form. In conclusion, Dad, I Want to Hear Your Story is best suited for readers who want to preserve family history in a direct, organized way rather than through a formal memoir project. It is especially useful for adult children, grandchildren, and relatives who want to learn more about a father's experiences, values, work, and defining memories. Fathers who may not consider themselves writers can still use it effectively because the prompts do most of the structural work. The practical benefit is clear. It creates a durable record of personal history that can be revisited over time and shared within the family. The intellectual benefit is more subtle but equally important, because the book shows how identity is built through remembered events, relationships, and lessons. Compared with similar guided journals, it stands out for its focused father-child framework and its emphasis on legacy rather than generic reflection. It is not trying to entertain or analyze, it is trying to preserve. That straightforward purpose, combined with accessible prompts and a strong family-oriented concept, gives it lasting relevance in the guided keepsake category. If you would like to support Jeffrey Mason, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.